Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Welcome back to it. All right, so Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, I was told right after the election that Jeff Sessions would be one to crack down on all the marijuana laws around the country because the federal government doesn't buy it, he doesn't like it, and he was going to, you know, crank down the authority of the federal government. It's now been revealed that Sessions personally asked Congress for the authority to prosecute medical marijuana providers in 25 states and three additional jurisdictions, that being D.C., Guam, and Puerto Rico. So far, it has not happened. My next guest, Trevor Burrus, research fellow at the Cato Institute Center for Constitutional Studies. Trevor, welcome back to the program.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So you call it Jeff Sessions' reefer madness over there at Cato Institute. What are you talking about?
Well, I think it's important to put Jeff Sessions in context, and it's always important to put the drug war in general into context, because I think talking about the history of why is marijuana illegal, why have we never really studied the medical applications of it? It's important to understand that so we can understand that it could have gone a different way. The drug war was not inevitable, and it was the product of a bunch of really hasty decisions and a few people who were kind of zealots about, I guess you could just call them puritanical zealots in their own way, who all kind of crafted a drug war before even Americans knew what was going on. So when they first passed a federal drug law, federal drug prohibition, which was the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, most Americans had never tried marijuana, and they'd only heard about it through really, really propaganda-based newspaper pieces, especially from the Hearst, like Willie Randolph Hearst Corporation, saying that marijuana would make you kill people if you smoked it once, and blaming all these murders and crime on marijuana. And that became the way people in the government thought about marijuana. And really, up until, I would say, the 90s, especially the 60s, when people started trying it more, but that's the way that a lot of people thought about marijuana. And people are starting to realize that that's not what marijuana is. It's more like alcohol. It's a thing you can use responsibly all the time. But Jeff Sessions still lives in this world. He still lives in a world that was crafted by the kind of people who made the movie Reefer Madness,
Trevor. Whoa, stop. That's just stupid what you just said. Come on, back that up a little bit. I'll let you have a wide berth here. But Jeff Sessions is not from the world of the people that made Reefer Madness. Come on, people that have seen the black and white movie from, what, the 1930s? Come on, Trevor. Let's be a little more responsible. Move along.
His position... He wrote about it in the Washington Post. He wrote about it in the memo. He tied marijuana to crime. He tied.
Well, the people of Colorado would tie marijuana. Hold on, I've given you an awfully wide berth here. The people of Colorado would tie marijuana to crime now. Children ingesting THC-filled candies. You have a higher rate of fatalities on the roadways of Colorado since they made recreational marijuana use legal. They have not brought in the piles of cash as promised. They've brought in some, but not nearly what people said they would make. And it has created a lot of law enforcement problems in Colorado. The statistics are pretty clear, Trevor.
Oh, I didn't say that it wouldn't create law enforcement problems. Alcohol creates law enforcement problems.
We're not talking about alcohol. We're talking about marijuana.
Sorry?
We're talking about marijuana. We're not talking about alcohol.
Well, no, we have to think about it a similar way. We accept certain costs to society for having alcohol legal. What I'm saying is that marijuana does not lead to people committing other types of crimes, such as murders and other, except for the prohibition-related crimes.
Didn't we just read a story about a man who killed his wife because he was high and thought he was having visions? Didn't we just see that story, or are we going to dismiss that?
We hear these stories all the time, so I can't comment on a specific story. We hear stories all the time about people committing crimes of this sort of marijuana. What I'm saying is not uniquely dangerous in a way that Jeff Sessions believes it, and it's certainly not more dangerous than prohibition.
What studies are you pointing to? I mean, I'll give you a wide berth here, but if it's not truly dangerous, based on what? Your own view of the world, or do you actually have some medical science to back that up?
Well, I mean, it's really interesting. So when they made the Controlled Substances Act in 1970, they actually created a commission to study marijuana for about 2 years. It's known as the Schaefer Commission, and I invite people to look it up. Schaefer Commission, as well as the National Institute of Mental Health, put out studies in the early 70s, and they were supposed to look at reclassifying, possibly rescheduling marijuana. It originally put in center. About both of them concluded.
By the way, I'll take that as a no. You don't have scientific studies. Go on.
I just listened. The National Institute of Mental Health, 1972, also the Schaefer Commission, which included scientists and consulted with scientists, concluded that marijuana did not lead to insanity, crime, that it wasn't a gateway drug. That's another big myth that we talk about. These kind of things.
Really? Because, you know, I'm pretty sure, Trevor, I mean, in fairness, and this is personal observation, in fairness, if you go talk to the people that are a part of this opioid epidemic across America, I can almost say without a shadow of a doubt that the majority of those people, the first drug they experienced was marijuana, almost 100% verbatim.
Yeah, so you're working in the wrong direction, though. The question is not, are people who take other types of drugs, did they once smoke marijuana? The question works the other way. But do most people who smoke marijuana end up going on to other drugs?
I don't know because I have no study to show one way or the other, but I can tell you the people that end up on other drugs started with marijuana. Wouldn't that consider, by definition, then be a gateway drug? And here's the story. A Denver man who claimed to be eating marijuana-infused candy murdered his wife, sentenced to 30 years in prison just last month. So there it is. I mean, just do people that are on marijuana and THC murder people? Apparently, the people in Colorado seem to think so, gave him 30 years in prison.
It would be an absolutely crazy thing for me to say that marijuana, and no one ever does anything bad on marijuana. And if you go for the voters of Colorado, what they asked the voters of Colorado to do was it was a law to regulate marijuana like alcohol. It would be just as crazy as me to say that no one ever does anything bad on alcohol. Obviously, both of those contribute a lot to crime. The question is, what is the sort of trade-off we're willing to make in a society, and whether or not marijuana is uniquely dangerous? And I can tell you right now that if you're just talking about crime, then we should make alcohol legal and get everyone high instead, because that's going to be much better for the crime rate. But we don't work that way. Instead, we believe in free people. We believe in people who can responsibly imbibe certain substances and deal with the consequences accordingly.
Well, I believe it right there, Trevor, and I appreciate your point of view. We do give people the opportunity to make choices for themselves. We'll leave it right there for today, but I'm sure we'll talk more about this. Trevor Burrus from the Cato Institute.